Hi, welcome to Next Chapter Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. Today we have an exciting guest. And of course, every week they're always exciting and fun. And every week they're just amazing. But this one is a person who has a career that has something to do with something that I'm passionate about. And I think that many people are. And when they become an empty nester, they're even more passionate about. So take a listen. Hello. Today we have Anne Kulhonik. She is a travel agent and she's going to tell us about herself and what she does and why she does it. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Brenda. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Terrific. I'm excited to be here.
And you said you're from Wisconsin?
Yep, just right outside Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Awesome. Very nice. And so what do you do for empty nesters? Tell us
all
about
it. Well, my ideal client is an empty nester. And what I do is I'm a travel agent. I have a travel agency right on kind of Main Street in town and help people to plan trips. Oftentimes, empty nesters have spent their whole life giving and taking care of their children and their family. Mm-hmm. And finally, once their kids are out, they can concentrate on themselves and do things that they've always wanted to do. And so I get to help them do that.
Nice. That must be fun.
It is. Because it is. At one time I had worked as a nurse and, you know, then people aren't necessarily happy or happy to see you or, you know, they're crabby and not feeling well. And it's rare that I ever have to deal with difficult clients because they're coming in to plan a trip and you're excited, you're going on vacation. So it's all good.
Right. What made you go from nursing to travel agents?
Well, there was children in between that. So after I had children, it was hard working as a nurse. I was at a hospital mm-hmm. where he had to work shift work and weekends and every other weekend and difficult finding a sitter and made that decision that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and raise my kids. And so I was home with my kids until they got older and my oldest one was in college when I started this.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Any particular reason why you chose to go into travel?
Actually, it was a friend of mine who wanted to open a travel agency and she knew me and actually we worked part-time in sales together just as a side job. And she knew that I liked helping people and needed someone to work with. So she asked me and it was like, oh, yep, I'll do it. Nice. So here I am.
Now, did you travel a lot with your kids?
More locally, not internationally. But yeah, we did the summer trips often, you know, the road trips. Yeah. Unfortunately, never did any flying trips as a family, but did a lot of road trips. And every time you travel or I travel, we always have lots of pictures. We take like family pictures. Right. So the pictures that you have hanging up on the wall are often of when we're gone traveling somewhere or camping or doing something. And it just always, it's something so memorable. I think you tend to forget of all your day by day activities, mm-hmm. but vacation things are just become very precious memories.
Yes, they do. I love to travel myself. And so we've traveled since our kids, I mean, before we had kids, but even when we had them, when I was on maternity leave, each time we would still go when they were about 2 months old, we would go somewhere. Wow. So I think my husband's parents had a condo at the time in Florida. So they would let us use that. And it was a nice little getaway. But yeah, since they were 2 months old, they've been traveling. And we've actually, my goal is to see all 50 states eventually. So together, my kids too have seen somewhere between like 32 and 35 states, I think we're up to. So
that's impressive.
Yeah.
So. how, How many are you at for numbers? Are you at the same 35?
Yeah, about the same, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So I haven't counted lately, like since COVID. It is many, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and as the kids get older, like that's hard too, when they're in school and activities and have jobs and you have school vacations to work around and all that. So when you get an empty nester to come in to plan a trip, it's like the whole world's open up to them. Literally, the whole world, the any day or time or whatever, they can go when it's cheaper. And
unless they're teachers.
Right, that's true.
The teachers, the people who still work as teachers, you're always limited. But once you get to the retiree empty nest, then you're golden.
Yeah. So that must be fun to be able to plan for everyone. Yeah. Like when they have it totally open like that. Now, do you set up like if a individual or couple came in, or did you like group tours?
We do a little bit of both. We do some individuals. So they just come in and have an idea of where they want to go, or know they want to go somewhere and need help determining that. As well as we do groups, we do multi-families. So like grandma and grandpa are bringing the kids and the grandkids on a trip together.
Nice.
And usually people want more help with that because there's a lot of moving parts. And for someone to do that themselves, it's kind of tough. So that, but we do also large groups of like church groups, and Botanical Garden has a group of travel, or bars or restaurants that travel together. Do a little bit of everything.
Nice. Now, if you have like a tour group, do one of you or another travel agent go with them on that?
Sometimes there are groups that are larger that do request that because they want knowing that there's someone to handle any difficulties and kind of smooth the way and just make sure, because you don't want to have a group of 60 people and then have a flight get canceled or something like that. So when the groups are larger, but sometimes not. Sometimes they just go off on by themselves. Especially when it's like an escorted tour. We just had a group of six couples that went on a fall colors tours of the Northeast. And so everything was arranged for them. They flew there. Once they were there, they were met at the airport, brought to their hotel, checked in, met their tour guide, and were with for all 9 days with that same tour guide, and then back to the airport and off. So not everyone needs help or wants help.
Mm-hmm. But some of those are really nice. I know other people that have gone to like China and did like a tour group, and which is nice. They can see a lot in a shorter period of time than if you're on your own and looking at maps and trying to figure out where to go and all that.
Exactly. And especially when you're in a country that you don't speak the language or you've never gone there before, it's like having an English speaking guide take care of you, gives you a whole sense of security, as well as even if you, I have some clients that go to like Alaska or Hawaii and prefer to have a guided tour because they can just sit back and let somebody else do the driving. And when you have a tour guide with you, they're educated, they know about the customs of the area, they'll point out the flora, the fauna, you'll know what you're looking at. You'll hear about the history and the culture. And if I were just driving in my car alone, I'd be missing all that. I mean, I'd be looking, but maybe not know what I'm looking at. So for some people, or if there are times where a guided tour is the best option.
Yeah. That just reminded me of, for example, even somewhat locally in New Hampshire, there's Mount Washington, and you can drive up it yourself, or you can get in a van and pay, and we happened to do that. We decided to do that, and we're like, should we drive it, should we not? And then there's like the mountain is like right there, the edge of the mountain, and I was like, thank God. It would have just been like, you know, stressful trip for me, because I'd be the passenger and my husband would have been stressed worrying about, you know, staying on the road, and where, like you said, the driver's there and they tell you bits and pieces here and there, what's going on and, you know, what plant this is or whatever. And they're driving and you can actually see it and enjoy it and relax a little bit. So yes, that is like A very good point. Now, where do you recommend empty nesters go? Does anyone ever come in and say, so what should we do? Where should we go?
Yeah, often people have an idea of where they want to go. And it could be as something as simple as, oh, it's winter is coming and we want to know, you know, we want to get away for a week this winter. Where do we want to go? Mm-hmm. At that point, my process is to kind of do like an interview with them and find out where have they gone in the past? What did they like about it? What didn't they? What are they imagining for this trip? What do they like to do? Are they just going to lay on the beach? Or are they going to be snorkeling and scuba diving? And, you know, everybody has a different idea of what they want to do, how active they want to be. You know, are they interested in the history or the culture or the food or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes after that, I'll make suggestions and say, oh, based on the things that you told me, these places might be great for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people usually have an idea. And even if you come in and say, oh, I want to go to Europe, that process that I go through asking you questions, we kind of nail it down to, do you want it to be completely independent or do you want to be on an escorted tour? Mm-hmm. Do you want to stay in one spot or do you want to explore? You know, do you want to be bouncing around? And so kind of, I guess I can advise and help, but it's kind of your decision. You have to figure out what's important to you and where do you want to go this time?
Right. Now, what if somebody has never been out of the country and they want to travel outside the country? Is there any place you would recommend initially to get used to?
Oh, goodness. Well, depending where they want to go. But let's say if you wanted to go to Europe for the first time, mm-hmm. One thing that I've been having a lot of clients just absolutely love, and I personally love it myself, is river cruising. It's easy. You're there for 7 nights or longer. You unpack once. That river cruise is your floating hotel. You're sailing through beautiful countryside, oftentimes vineyards and quaint little towns. All day long, usually on a river cruise, you park, the ship is parked during the day and you get off and are broken into small groups and have a walking city tour with a local guide. So you walk down Main Street and you might stop at this bakery see this church or stop at this museum. And then typically you have the afternoon free to do whatever you want. So you can go back and do other things. But it's really easy. And then in the evening you hop back, or anytime you can go back to the ship. But in the evening, uh-huh. you usually get back on the ship. Go to dinner. They have a little bit of local entertainment after, and then the ship sails away while you're sleeping. And so you're speaking English. Everybody on the ship speaks English. You're eating wonderful food. So you can be, there's a bit of, sometimes we're in your countries where they don't speak our language. It's not as easy to communicate and sometimes can be stressful. So it's just the ease of knowing that you're back in among all English speakers. It's comfortable. And tomorrow you're going to wake up, have breakfast, and you're going to be somewhere else.
Wow.
You know, and you might go through different countries or regions. So
yeah,
that's a real easy first trip.
Yeah. I never knew that was an option in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard of it here in the U.S. Like the Mississippi River cruises.
There's a lot in Europe. There's the Rhine, the Danube, there's the Bordeaux in France, Portugal has the Douro. There's a lot of rivers and it's a great way. And another thing that I like about them is there's some big towns along the rivers but also some small towns too. Mm-hmm. So you have a nice mixture.
Yeah. I've been on cruises before, like the Caribbean and stuff, but, and the same thing, I love that you can see so many places in a short amount of time. And like you said, you go back to your room, you have the same bed, the same comforts right there. Your clothes are there, whatever. You don't have to live out of your suitcase. And it is very convenient. It's nice to go, and we've done like some tours with locals, and it's just fascinating the stuff that they show you that you wouldn't see, like you were saying before. So I'm putting that on my list, the river cruise in Europe.
Okay.
I have like a whole list of trips I want to take. So once my youngest is out of high school, so my first goal is to see all 50 states, then to travel to Canada and travel around there, and then Europe. So that is on my list. And this is so awesome. I love that. Yeah. Now, what do you like about serving the empty nester? Are they like just an ideal client for you?
Yeah, I do. I they're ideal for me because they're easy to work with. I do sometimes brides, you know, destination weddings. We do some of that. It's not my favorite. And brides and that demographic is kind of needy. And it's like at a empty nest age, they kind of know what they want. They're easygoing. They value your opinion and your expertise. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess they're just my kind of people.
Yeah. And it's also too, you know, as when you have a family, you do the road trips more often than any other. So their world is opened up and being available to go on cruises and flights and all that too. Mm-hmm. So that's like probably more important to use a travel agent. Whereas I know when, you know, I was part-time and you're on more of a budget when the kids are younger, mm-hmm. then you know, just piece together your own trip and do a little road trip and stop at a hotel here or there kind of a thing. But then as an empty nester, they have a little more, their world has opened up and you were there to help them find mm-hmm. it. So that is really cool. Now, I know you just went to Italy yourself, mm-hmm. as we've been communicating. And how was that?
It was absolutely autumn. It's the first time that I ever was in Tuscany and Florence. I've already done Rome and the Cinque Terre and Venice. So it was like there's three spots most people want to see in Italy, and it's Rome, Florence, and Venice. You know, it's like the trifecta.
Yeah.
So I got to see that, and it was absolutely fabulous. Florence was amazing. If you're into art, they have some excellent museums. I got to see David and just a lot of really great architecture, and of course the food, and just being in Italy, the Italian people are so classy and they dress so well, and they have such, it's a shopper's paradise. It's so wonderful to just stroll down the street and one shop after the next, they all have their windows decorated up, and they don't really do malls, but they do like a hat maker, and then women's apparel, and then a baby store, and then a kitchen store, and then, you know, just these little small boutiques with just things that are so well made, and just, it's just spectacular.
Oh, that's awesome. And what is your favorite part of your job?
Working with people. I love interviewing people and learning about them and finding out, you know, what it is that they're looking for. And then at the end of the trip, when they come back and tell me, you know, what they liked about it and what they enjoyed about it.
Nice.
That's, I think, my favorite part. Definitely.
Oh, that sounds it. Now, do you remember what was your first trip as an empty nester?
Wow. I think it was a cruise to the Caribbean with a group of friends.
Nice.
And our friends group is made up of like six other couples, and they're all of our kids are about the same age.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of a cruise down to the Caribbean. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. And where can our listeners reach you?
Oh, okay. You can call me. We are a face-to-face type of business. So you can call me. Our telephone number is 920-845-2600. Or of course, you can email me. And my email is Anne, at premiertravels.com. That's premiertravels.com.
Awesome. And is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Basically, the reason that you'd want to use a travel agent is when it's something that you don't know how to do yourself, or you spent 3 days researching, and it's like, oh, you don't know. So often when you're looking online, you don't know what's true and what's not. And a travel agent a good travel agent will help you wade through that and know that when you book with a travel agent, they're using reputable companies. They're going to help you figure it out. They're going to shop for the best price. We always do. They may charge a fee, but oftentimes that fee is so worth it. And there's going to be someone there to help you prepare for your trip and be ready to know what guidelines do you need to be vaccinated. Do you need to have COVID tests? All those things that you need to know before you leave on your trip. And then the beauty of having my phone number to call in case something does go sideways when you're there. You have me in your back pocket to say, oh, don't worry about it. I'll call the airlines. I'll take care of it. You go back and wait by the pool.
Right. Yeah.
I'll text you when it's done. So basically, those are the reasons that you want to use a travel agent. But if it's something simple that you can do yourself, don't bother. And you need assistance and it's a place that you've not gone before, bigger trip, you're spending a lot of money. You want to protect your investment and have somebody there to look out for you.
Yes. Well, you've convinced me. That's we're going to do that.
Well, I've done my job then.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your information for us empty nesters and those who will be soon. I appreciate all your information.
It's been my pleasure, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Anne for sharing with us what she does. I am just so excited to put river cruises for Europe on my list of things to do. So I hope you got a lot out of it too. Remember, you can contact Anne at Anne@premiertravels.com. And her phone number is 920-845-2600. And I will put those in the show notes. And if you want more of Next Chapter Empty Nest, be sure to find us on Instagram and Facebook at Next Chapter Empty Nest. Thanks for listening today. Bye.